Good evening. My name is Paul, and I'm an enthusiastic alcoholic. And I am happy to be an alcoholic. And if that bothers you, talk to your sponsor. And if you don't have one, get one. At one of my morning meetings recently, the topic got to be briefly about bad meetings. And one of the old geezers at the meeting was saying that he had never been to a bad meeting. And I thought, well, no, he says, no, he's never been to a bad meeting, but he sure has been to some long ones. And I was thinking how this is not so much that it's a long meeting as much as that you've been sitting a long time. And I have empathy for the audience. In fact, I even feel sorry for the ones that have to stand. But then a little voice says to me, what the hell, you've got to stand. But I'm sure you must be getting tired sitting. So even though I've been told we should just stop at 9 or whatever, why don't we take a break right now? Just stand up and hug the person in front of you and the person behind you. Stretch for just a minute. Yeah. I had the notion this would be easier to start than to finish. Anyway, I'm glad to be an alcoholic and glad to be here. I don't know even where to start as to whether or not to try to straighten out all this stuff that Max was saying. It would be simpler if it was all alcoholics, but there's a lot of Al-Anons in the audience. I know, I can feel the vibrations. Don't laugh. You should never laugh at the Al-Anons. You shouldn't. Our book speaks very kindly of them. Our book says they're not at fault. They seem to have been born that way. Don't laugh. Don't make fun of the Al-Anons. You shouldn't do that. Dennis, who drove us here from the airport, was telling us that there are some people here in this area that are having a little trouble making our program. And you know, Al-Anons, they have our steps. You heard them here tonight. And they have our traditions. They have, sometimes you'll catch them reading our book. And essentially, they've got our whole program, and they can drink, too. It may be just what some of you are looking for. Yeah. Now, I have the highest respect for Al-Anon. In fact, it's not just I respect Al-Anon. I go to Al-Anon every Monday noon. Max and I both go to it. She comes to a lot of my AA meetings with me, and I go to one of her Al-Anon meetings with her, and we have our two Al-A dogs, Lily and Sabrina. I said to tell you hello. They're a little pissed that they didn't get to come along, because they don't get to come when we go by plane, but they go to all our other meetings, and we go in the car. They go to a lot of meetings. They go to more meetings than a lot of people that are trying to stay sober. They have nicer personalities than a lot of people that are trying to stay sober.